The Second World War by Winston S. Churchill. Read by Christian Rodzka. Moral of the work. In war, resolution. In defeat, defiance. In victory, magnanimity. In peace, goodwill. Preface. I must regard these volumes as a continuation of the story of the First World War, which I set out in The World Crisis, The Eastern Front, and The Aftermath. Together they cover an account of another 30 years' war. I've followed, as in previous volumes, the method of Defoe's Memoirs of a Cavalier, as far as I'm able, in which the author hangs the chronicle and discussion of great military and political events upon the thread of the personal experiences of an individual. I am perhaps the only man who's passed through both the two supreme cataclysms of recorded history in high executive office. Whereas, however, in the First World War I filled responsible but subordinate posts, I was in this second struggle with Germany for more than 5 years the head of His Majesty's government. I write, therefore, from a different standpoint and with more authority than was possible in my earlier books. I do not describe it as history, for that belongs to another generation, but I claim with confidence that it is a contribution to history which will be of service to the future. These 30 years of action and advocacy comprise and express my life effort, and I am content to be judged upon them. I have adhered to my rule of never criticizing any measure of war or policy after the event, unless I had before expressed publicly or formally my opinion.